The battle over Judge Merrick Garland's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court is being fought on Capitol Hill and on the airwaves. There's a spate of ads on both sides of the dispute. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll has been listening to the ads. John, first off, who's behind them?
Well, you've got a couple of super PACs duking it out in Iowa. You've got a Democratic Senate hopeful in Pennsylvania running ads against incumbent Senator Pat Toomey. And you've got one particular activist group that's out there just starting a $2 million campaign.
Okay, we're going to listen to the dueling ad campaigns now. And they are aimed primarily, these are, at Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He chairs the all-important Senate Judiciary Committee. Here's one of them. This is from a PAC called End Citizens United. The group wants Senator Grassley to allow the nomination process to continue by holding a hearing for Merrick Garland.
Republicans are stopping the conversation, blocking any nomination, refusing to even meet with a nominee, all for political gain. Call Senator Grassley. Tell him to do what's right. It's time to hold.
Then on the other side, there is this ad. This is from a conservative GOP advocacy group called One Nation.
The Supreme Court, the final word on our laws. If President Obama jams through an election year appointment, it could radically transform our country's laws, including land rights, gun control, and religious freedom. Washington liberals want to push Obama's choice before the people speak. As chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley says Iowans should have their voice heard first.
Chuck Grassley is the rope in this tug of war. But who aside from him is the intended audience for these ads?
Well, it's the citizens of Iowa. Both sides are trying to get people to contact their senators and either urge them to hold a hearing or urge them not to hold a hearing. End Citizens United is an interesting group. It's a pro-campaign finance reform group. Apparently, they think that if they can switch the majority on the Supreme Court, that they'll just overturn Citizens United, which allows unlimited corporate contributions. You know, my legal training is strictly from the Jerry Orbach School of Law, but I don't think that's how it works. The other group, One Nation, is affiliated with Karl Rove's American Crossroads Super PAC, and obviously they're trying to hold off any kind of hearing for Merrick Garland until after the election, after January, actually.
And John, what do you know about this conservative group called Judicial Crisis Network? The group has promised to run $2 million, or a lot of money here, worth of advertising to oppose the Garland nomination. What do you know about them?
Yeah, this is interesting. This is a group that started out as Judicial Confirmation Network during the second Bush administration, and their objective was an up or down vote for every nominee. So this is the very definition of iron, because basically they're out there saying don't allow for an up or down vote, don't even allow for a hearing. Their ads are called Let the People Decide.
And beyond this, I think we probably don't have time for the ad right now, but beyond this, can you tell us what the larger picture is here? Because it's not only media activity around this nomination, is it?
It's not just paid advertising. There are all kinds of appearances on cable news, network news. There are rallies. There are Twitter feeds. There are Facebook pages. There are email blasts. There's all kinds of activity. This rumpus is going to go on for quite a while.
Okay. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now, mass communications professor at Boston University. To watch the ads and link to John's Campaign Outsider blog, visit our website, hereandnow.org. Thank you, John.
Thank you.